And we want to look at verse 6 and verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Verse 6 and verse 8. If you have it, can you say amen? Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Verse 8. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Are you there? And we want to speak around the theme, there's no failure in God. No failure in God. Be strong, verse 6, and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And the Lord, verse 8, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. There's no failure. No failure in God. We're living in some testing and trying time. And we need to have our spiritual wits about us. You can't follow everything with his head wrapped up in a turban. Don't get on the bus unless you know where it's going. Look back, see where you came from, and see if where you're going is in line with where you came from. So, Moses is coming to the end of his career. And when you get to Deuteronomy 31, he's about ready to close out. And he makes here some profound observations that I don't know about you, but I'm reading them very closely. I don't know whether you made your assessment, but I know who I called on when I was in trouble. And I'm not about to get antsy or anxious in these last days. Amen. So let's look here and see if we can pick up something here this morning. Deuteronomy 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. Are you all there? See, they have just come out of Egypt. They're on their way to the land of promise, about ready to enter into the land of promise. In other words, I was out there partying, you know, jiving, fooling around, came to my senses, came, even joined the church, came down the aisle, amen, and joined the local fellowship. Now about ready to enter into a new life, a new way of living. So in the book of Deuteronomy, see, as Moses brings them out, he's now giving them instructions as to how you're going to live in this new land. See, the old way of living will give you those same old results. See? But if you do what God says do, then you'll get a different result. I guess you better go over that again. See, he's a God of covenants. So the God who brought you out, he says, now look, if you want the car to run, don't put sugar in the gas tank. So if you want things to go smoothly, do what I tell you. Don't gum up the motor, then complain because it won't run. When I told you it would mess the motor up. Wait a minute, we're in the 90s, I'll go over it again. If the man tells you, plug the TV in to make it work, don't get upset if your TV don't work and you didn't plug it in. You have to do what the manufacturer says do. We're the only ones who come into a relationship with the Lord. Want to do the same old stuff we was doing before we got in. Then get upset because your life is still falling apart. Then if the preacher come by and say, maybe what you into, God can't bless. Then you get mad at the preacher. But somebody come out and tell you a lie, that what you're doing is all right when it's all wrong, you love him. Amen. So now, Moses is given instruction. Verse 2, he said unto them, I'm 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The man's 120 years old. Can't hop like he used to. And God told him that he could not go into Canaan. Remember when God told Moses, speak to the rock. And the people got on Moses' nerves. And instead of doing what God said do, Moses smote the rock. And God said, because you didn't sanctify my name, you can't go in. See, you don't let church folks get on your nerve that you forget the God who brought you. Some of these folks will cause you to lose your blessing. I'm only going to let you go so far, huh? This joy I have, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. I'm not going to let you get between my soul and my Savior. Sorry, Joey, it don't work that way. We'll discuss things, but I know when it's breaking off. And move on up a little higher, see. Because some of these folks was placed here by the devil purposely to get on your nerves. Now you can't praise the Lord like you used to. Looking all over your back like somebody after you. Amen. Amen. Well, Moses let him get to him. And so he was disqualified. You all know about that, don't you? Y'all know that, don't you? See, the rock that they were, there was a rock there in the wilderness. Everywhere they went, that rock was there. When they got thirsty, God said, hit that rock. Smite it. And Moses smote the rock, and the water came out. People drank, their thirst was quenched. They got thirsty again. Next time they got thirsty, God said, don't hit that rock. Speak to it. And the water will come out. But the people got on his nerves so bad that Moses smote that rock. And that disqualified him for going over into Canaan. Because that rock was Christ Jesus. It was a Christophany. An Old Testament appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now he went to Calvary once. Rock of ages. Cleft for me. See, and he did all the dying he gonna do. He was smitten for us. To save us. Are you listening to me? Since I've been saved, I've made mistakes. I've said things I had no business saying. I've done things I had no business doing. I do not have to get saved all over again. See, by one offering, by one sacrifice, he sanctified us forever. So you don't have to get saved again. But when you do make a mistake, you speak to the rock. You confess your sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you don't get saved all over again. Because if you have to get saved all over again, it means somebody came down and pried God's hands open. Got you out. Wait a minute. He had to get through God's hand. Then through the Lord's hands. Then he had to break through the Holy Ghost to get you out of God. And nobody's that strong. But you got to come to the realization that ain't none of us live what we should have lived. Some of us been worse since we saved. But you don't have to get saved again. Amen. Just confess it. And he'll forgive you. And he'll give you another page. What you confess, he does not remember. And you don't like that either. Because you think you're going to get to heaven telling God you better than somebody else. At least I didn't do this. At least I didn't do that. You're going to hit smack hell wide open. Just one sin will put you out. 99 and a half won't do. Oh, you better let that sink in. Because that's what got Moses disqualified. Amen. He hit the rock when it should have spoken to him. Amen. Now verse 3. The Lord thy God, he will go before thee. Wait, let me see that. Jehovah thy Elohim, he will go before thee. I think it says he. And he will destroy those nations from before thee. And thou shalt possess them. My Bible said God going to do something. He going to do the fight. Oh, amen. All right. And thou shalt possess them. So if I come out of Egypt under God's leadership, He's going to fight my back. Already fought a battle at the Red Sea. But He said, I don't know. He's going to take care of me. And I'm going to possess something. God of the Bible is somebody. Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim says, I'm going to be victorious. I'm going to overcome something. Because He's going to lead me. That's why the church of the living God is a noisy place. Somebody has the victory. I'm not talking about Canaanites and Gergesites and Amon, Hammonites and Negroites and all that. But how about that gas bill you couldn't pay? How about when the bill came before the money came? How about when it looked like you couldn't get in school and doors open up? Those are battles. How about when the doctor said one thing, God says something else? Lift up your heads, O ye gates. The Lord has done something for you. Do you think for one minute the devil would have you sitting here in dignity? The devil had his way, you'd be living on a manhole. You know, when you went to that wardrobe closet this morning, you had to decide which dress you're going to put on. I'm not going to wear them old shoes. Which suit am I going to wear? Lord, them brought you from a mighty long way. And all He asked you to do is thank Him. I said it before, even a dog would say bow wow. And all he got was a bone. Amen. See, He's going to do something for you. Amen. Then, verse 3, and Joshua, he shall go before thee as the Lord hath said. Amen. So Moses has a replacement coming up. And the Lord shall do unto them as He did to Sihon and to Og, king of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom He destroyed. Are you all there? See, look back and see all them people that plotted on you. They were out to get you. Backstabbers. Agitators. Folks didn't mean you any good. Look back and see how God just brought you through all that. Had your name up on the billboard. See, don't get caught up with all these names. Historically, He brought them out. But you have to bring it down to today. That the Lord has brought you through some stuff. You were sitting at your breakfast table eating your Rice Krispies, and while you was eating, your name was all on the telephone line. It looked like the more you tried to clear it up, the worse it got. But you still here. Amen. See, verse 5. And the Lord shall give them up before your face. See, God will make your enemy your footstool. You don't have to run around trying to defend yourself. Just make sure what they're saying is a lie. And God will take care of your reputation. Oh, I know I'm right about that. Amen. That ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I've commanded you. Amen. See, that habit you have looks formidable. You thought you could put it down when you felt like it. Until you tried to put it down. And you found out you didn't have the habit. The habit had you. But instead of you trying to wrestle with that habit, you have to learn how to turn it over to Jesus. He said he would give you the victory. And we get victory through faith. We don't get it by handling it in with our hands. We get it by turning it over to the Lord. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, it's not just that cigarettes you're fighting. You're fighting a disposition. You're fighting a spirit that says, I got to have that nicotine. So even if you put the cigarette down, you're going to eat too much candy. Or you're going to drink too many sodas. Because it's not really that. That's not the enemy. The enemy is your relationship with the Lord, see. And most times we go swinging at the wrong thing. But you got to understand that if my relationship with the Lord is right, He changes my appetite. That's why you have to turn it over to Him. Someday you'll realize everything that you turned over to Him worked out. The stuff that's messing you up now is the stuff you try to handle. Talk about, I take one step, He take two. You better sit yourself down and talk it over with Jesus. Wait for instructions. Y'all didn't hear me. He said He leads you through. He's the leader, not you, buddy. Because God is tired of you coming in with your face all tore up because you tried to do something. It didn't work out. And you blaming God for it. Like you was following His instructions. Told a girl, told you plain, leave the man alone. The man's a bum. He ain't no good. Won't even fix his mother a piece of toast. But I love him. I love him. I love him. Spirit of God tell you, leave the man alone. Now you went out there and got a hold of him. And you got just what you asked for. Amen. Amen. God didn't put all this stuff on you. Amen. But what I like about Him, even when you are unfaithful, even when we mess up, the Bible says He abides faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Oh, I can't understand that. When I don't even want to hear from Him, He's there all the time. Amen. Some folks, all they live for is to say, I told you so. Didn't I told you that? A God will take you back and you won't even hear Him say, I told you so. Amen. Amen. I don't care what your situation is. He says, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. What's that them? Anything in your face. Anything coming up against you that would keep you from being where God would have you to be. Anybody that would, anything that would distract you from getting what God has for you. Don't be scared all the time. Be of good courage. Amen. Amen. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. You're not by yourself. Devil wants you to think, I'm all by myself. Nobody but me. And even my shadow is leaving. If He can get you to think like that, He'll have you up the wall. Amen. But the God we serve said, I'll never leave. I'll never forsake. Perfect love casts out all fear. Because in fear is torment. Most of us is up a tree over something that didn't even happen. You're worried about this and worried about that. And the worry doesn't do anything. But you just and it never got there. Well, that didn't come, and get something else to worry about. Then you catalog it. Now you're so used to worrying that if you didn't have something to worry about, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. I ain't getting no amens this morning. But I know I'm right. And God said, I'm here. Now someday you're going to realize what those disciples realized when they were out on that boat. And when them winds and waves started to come across that boat, they fought as long as they could. You know, they pulling on them oars, but the storm got worse. Then they remembered that Jesus was on board. And he wasn't in the back nervous in the service. What y'all gonna do? He was back there asleep in the midst of the storm. But when they woke him up, he may have gone to sleep like a man, but he stood up like God. And he spoke to the winds and the waves. And they got still. They behaved themselves. They obeyed his voice. And if he can speak to winds and waves, he can speak to your nerves. He can speak to your spirit. He can talk to your husband. Talk to your wife. He brings peace in the midst of a storm. Am I in the right house this morning? It's called the peace that passes all understanding. See, when I get happy, I know what I'm getting happy about. Because I can't carry no Hammond organ with me. And I can't carry drums home. But round about Wednesday, when them storms is rocking your house, amen, them problems is coming in, you better know where to get peace from. Amen. Amen. Be of good courage. Notice that. Verse 8. Moses called unto Joshua, said unto him in the sight of Israel, be strong of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, and he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Are you there now? Moses, 120 years old, messed up now, could not finish the job. See, he took the people as far as he could go. But he's saying there's more to be done. But as we go forth, the Lord will be your leader. See, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Are y'all there? See, the law can only bring you to the edge of the land. Now you need a Joshua to lead you to victory. See, and what Joshua is going to do for Israel, the Lord Jesus wants to do for you right now. It is not enough that you're out of the land. It is not enough that you're out of Egypt. It is not enough that God has gotten you out of Pharaoh's grips. But he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that you would be blessed. And there are untold blessings that you have yet to receive that you haven't even called on God for. I don't mind you marching if that's what you want to do, but it's kind of dumb to march to Washington and get nothing when for 52 Wednesdays you could have come to prayer meeting and been blessed over and over and over again. Yes, sir. You're preaching, man. You're preaching. Does it make sense to tell me it's all right to go to Washington when last week the President of the United States came to your church? While he was there, preacher man, you could have told him something. God will fix it so you don't have to march nowhere. If you like that stuff, go for it. But I'm here to tell you, it don't make sense to go crazy over man's blessing. When God says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the good thing that God has prepared for them that love Him. You have not exhausted God's provision for you right here in Philadelphia. Some of us came from cotton fields, tobacco patches. You could see the sun, moon, and stars through the roof of your house. Now you living in places that you used to clean up, and God opened doors for you. Now you're going to drop all that and go running down the street. Amen, like the Lord ain't done anything for you. You know you're in trouble when the jury says the man is innocent and you don't want to follow your own legal system. And the man is guilty because I think he's guilty. If you carry that to its logical conclusion, they'll put you in a gas chamber because they think you're guilty. We're living in the last days. You can't go to an unrighteous man think you're going to get justice out of unrighteousness. Don't you understand that? The chicken get angry and talk about he's going to go to the fox to get justice. For the fox to get justice, he'll have to go hungry. Amen. You got to look to the one who's behind the judge, who can speak to the governor when he's home all by himself. You got to talk to the one who can control that finger, so he can't pull the trigger on that gun. Let God give him the power. That's what we're talking about. We represent one who has brought us from a mighty long way, who has fought our battles and given us the victory, made a way out of no way. Well, I'm too close now. He's been with me too long for me to lose my head. I'm going to the hill from whence cometh my help. I'm going to stand on the rock that's been my refuge in the time of trouble. I don't know who you called on, but his name is Jesus. He's all right with me. He never left me. When I messed up, he was there. When I dropped the ball, he was there. When you put my name on the billboard, he was there. He picked me up. He turned me around. He put my feet on solid ground. When you see me shout, I know what I'm talking about. I've been redeemed. Just about took away every law that you marched for, everything you fought for, They take out a pen and write it off. And everything you think you gain, another group of men can come in and take it right off the book. So we don't look to man for our salvation. We look beyond the man to the one who made the man. Amen. And if I go down there, I can't go down there to represent you unless you give me your permission. Because all of us don't think alike. Amen. Amen. All right. Be strong. Fear not. Be a good courage. God ain't through with you yet. You ain't seen nothing. You think you've been blessed? You ain't been blessed yet. And don't have to go running losing your head to be blessed either. Well, I know I'm right about that. Because God put His name behind this thing. And He can't fail. Because He's a God of truth. Amen. And since He's a God of truth, He cannot lie. Then when He swore, He did not swear on you. He swore on Himself. So your prosperity is a matter of His reputation. You are His glory. He gets His reputation by how you look and how you doing. Amen. That's why He looks at you kind of funny when you come to His house just as you are. Ain't no come as you are day. You are His advertisement. You are His public relations arm. Folks know how you used to look when you didn't know Him. Then they see how you look now. You're looking pretty good. How did you get what you have? Well, child, the Lord blessed me. Well, He blessed you. But don't worry about this physical stuff. The real blessing is the spiritual stuff. Let me tell you what Jesus can do for you. He blessing you so you can testify about Him. Even if I'm a bum and you dress like me, I suspect what you're talking about. Because if you ain't doing no better than me, ain't nobody listening to you. Both of us dressed up in rags. And you say, man, I know just what you're going through. And I look at you, you dress like me. I say, well, I'm glad you know something. But you ain't doing no better than me. Y'all don't hear that, do you? See, you always talk to a winning coach. You don't hang with losers if you want to get ahead. You want to find out what he did to get where he is. So God's going to set you up. He picked you up out of the muck and the mire to prove that He can take a nobody and make somebody. That's why the Lord told that demoniac, that guy had his mind all messed up. He said, Lord, I'll go with you. He said, no, you go back home and you show your family. Tell them folks that know you, that knew you when you was crazy, what the Lord has done for you. You don't need no Hebrew for that. You don't need no Greek for that. Just tell it like it is. The woman at the well, she dropped her water pot, went running back into the village, come see a man, told me everything I'd ever done. You don't need nothing fancy. Just show yourself. Show them what you are now, and they know what you were. Be strong and a good courage. Fear not. But just because you got out of Egypt does not mean the battle is over. Just because you are saved does not mean your warfare is over. In fact, in some instances, it's just beginning. Because when you was out there, it was just the devil on your trail. But now God is there. And God's going to put you through something. And the devil don't like you. He gonna put you through something. So you got God on one side pushing you and the devil on the other side punching you. Oh yeah. It's called the trial of your faith. Amen. Some of us are chinching off other folks' testimony. You ain't been through nothing, but you hear other folks testifying and you be waving your hand, hallelujah. You don't know what you're talking about. So God said, I'm going to take you through something. I'm going to let the weight fall on you. Next time I ask you to raise your hand, you know what you're raising your hand for. Can you say amen? You know you've been through it. Devil tried to take you out, but greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Joshua 10:25. Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord do to all your enemy. Deuteronomy 7:18. Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shall well remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and all Egypt. Every once in a while you got to go back to where he first saved you. The Apostle Paul always went back to his Damascus road. Go back and remember what he brought you from. Remember when you was running around from place to place, bar to bar, party to party, trying to dress up for the world. Remember how he broke that yoke, anointed your life, pulled you out of there. But sometimes we get so caught up with the foolishness, we forget from whence we came. If you can look back, don't stay back there too long, but just look back long enough to see where he brought you from. It could have been you with them tracks in your arm. Could have been you laid up there in a rehabilitation center. Could have been you going from man to man, from man to man. But he brought you out. He delivered you. He kept you. What you so scared of? Moses said, he it is that goeth with thee. He'll never send you out there by yourself. He'll never leave you alone. I don't know what you praising him for. Thank God for Jesus. He'll never leave you alone. In the midst of a bad day, when you think you are by yourself, you can breathe that name. You can call that name. Sometime when you're driving all by yourself, you can hum a hymn. He'll step in that car with you. He'll let you know that you're not by yourself. Can I get a witness? Can you say amen? Can you say yes? Yes! Yes! Amen! You don't want to talk back to me, but that lying demon got your hand, sister, looked in your eyes and told you a big lie. I'll never leave you. I love you. I'll be with you. And you look around the day he's gone. Oh yes, he left you. But there's a friend that sticks closer. Stick closer than a brother. Exodus said, and the Lord went before them by day, pillar of a cloud to lead them in the day, and fire, a pillar of fire by night to give them light. He didn't just say, all right, y'all, break out of Egypt and get to Canaan the best way you can. He led them out. So if you have a problem in the day, check it out. There's a cloud. Just line up with it. and keep marching. Wake up at night, shake it in your boots. Take a look up in that sky. There's a fire up there. Stick with it. In other words, day in, day out, every day, he show up. Before you catch your breath, he's there to see that you get it. Then he prop you up. Then he gets you up. Then he says, follow me. I want to take you through this day. If you talk to me right, I'll fight your battle for you. Amen. You don't know it, but I know it. The boss is waiting for you. And he don't like you. And he's looking for reasons to give you a pink slip. But follow my instructions. Amen. And if I can get my word in your mouth, when you get finished talking, he'll tear the slip up. But if you don't follow me, you're going to get laid off before the day is out. Day in, day out, he leadeth me beside still water. The Lord is my shepherd. Exodus 33:14. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Wish I had time to talk about it. Not only will he be with you, but he'll give you rest. All kind of stuff flying around your head. Some stuff going through your head. How am I going to make it? What am I going to do? What's the solution? And he'll just rock you. Lean your head on my shoulder. I'll work it out for you. He'll give you rest. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. Numbers 14:9. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. Psalm 31:7. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. You have considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity. Now, I done told you that too fast. The psalmist says, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to have me a dancing good time in the house of the Lord. I ain't gonna let no usher hold me down. Because God, you've been merciful. You've been pitiful toward me. I went out and spent up all your money. Got in all these bills. You trying to tell me don't buy that. You know you don't have the money for it. I went out and bought it anyhow. The bills came in. God could have just walked away. Instead of that, the psalmist says, you've known my soul in adversities. Instead of walking away from me, you grabbed me, held me, then helped me pay my bills, then sent me back to the church. And say, have a good time. He's known my soul in the adversity. It wasn't like he waited till I got out of it. And they said, oh, you're mine. You're my child. You worked your way through it. You're so smart, so brilliant. No, sir. While I was boo-hooing, while I was crying, while I had my pity party, he was there all the time. And he waited till I knew I couldn't pay it. He waited till I was sure that there's no way I could meet the payment. Then he brings in a miracle. And I look around to see who I can thank. And there's nobody to thank but him. Amen. Then you expect me to come into the house of worship with my jaw tight, like nothing is happening. Well, I'm sorry, buddy. He done too much for me. You don't know, like I know, what he done for me. You don't know, like I know, what bills he paid for me. You don't know, like I know, what healing he brought me through. Can I get a witness here? Say yeah! He goes with you. Sometimes we get a little ahead of it. Sometimes we run it so fast, we get ahead of it. And I hear the Holy Ghost give you a telephone call. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. You're out there too far. Too far. Goodness and mercy. Trying to catch up with you. Be still for a minute. Sit down. Cool it. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He'll strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And then Paul would tell you, if he were here this morning, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. If an elephant was coming down on you, amen, and you had an elephant gun, amen, and a slingshot, I would want to question your mentality. If you jumped out there with a slingshot, amen. When you have an elephant gun, well, if God want to fight your battle, why don't you let Him fight him? If the Almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, immutable, eternal God wants to take up your cause, why don't you let Him do it? Why are you so scared if He wants to fight you back? Are y'all in it? And so I must get out your way. What Moses said for the Lord in Deuteronomy 4:31, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee over and over again, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which He sware unto them. Are y'all there? Open up your Bible now to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. Isaiah, chapter 41. That's in the Old Testament. 23rd book of the Bible. Isaiah, if you have it, can you say amen? Look at verse 10. Fear thou not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Are y'all there? Behold, all they that are incensed against thee, those are ones who are mad at you, shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, that they that war against thee shall be nothing and as a thing of naught. Anybody messing with you and God is on your side, don't you get nervous in the service. After a while, you want to look and see where they used to be. Touch not my anointed and leave my child alone. Amen. Verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, look at that, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help you. This is Old Testament, y'all.
Amen.
Multiply this 1,000 times to bring it to the church. Because in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost was on the outside. Since the Lord Jesus came, the stuff that was on the outside is now on the inside. And he's saying at the midnight hour, when you can't get homes on the phone, he said, I'll hold your hand. You don't have to go out there and lose your virtue for somebody's going to let you down. When God said, I'll hold you by your right. Oh, y'all don't. That's what he said now. Verse 14. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help you, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Are y'all there?
Amen.
Behold, I will make thee a new, sharp, threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills a shaft. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. I don't care what your opposition is. God said, I'm going to give you a weapon that's going to take out your fear. Take out your problem, and you're going to rejoice. Apostle Paul's going to pick it up. He said, in everything give thanks.
Amen.
Amen. Rejoice in everything, because God's going to work it out. Amen. Verse 17, check it out. When the poor and needy shall seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. The woman said, you being a Jew, how do you speak? Why are you talking to a Samaritan asking for a drink of water? The Lord Jesus said, woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you would ask of me and I'd give you a drink. Amen. In fact, I'll put a pool in you, a fountain in you, so the water will spring up to everlasting life. I know you got a thirst condition because you got five husbands, or you had five, and the one you're with now ain't yours. You thirsting after men. But men is not what you need. What you need is a drink of the Holy Ghost. You need some satisfaction. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. And Lord said, I'll make you satisfied. If you have a need, I'll supply it. I'll put water in your belly. Spring it up. They won't know how you could be so happy when things are going so bad. But I'll put a spirit of rejoicing down on your inside. Well, you don't want to talk back to me. But you better get glad, because they're cutting you off of welfare. They're laying you off. Them folks, they don't riot like we riot. When we get mad, we burn up our own houses. We tear up our own neighborhood. When they get mad, they just start cutting back, cutting down, and cutting off. That's how they show their anger. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know why you marching down there when it's crime right next door to you. And crack houses right down the street. Amen.
Amen.
We're in a divided nation. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're living in troubled times. Yes, we are. Bible said in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Well, the last days are not on their way. They're here now. And I don't know about you, but I don't need Farrakhan, Farrakhan, or nobody else. I need a little more Jesus. Amen. I need somebody who will stick with me when the thick gets thin. And when the thin gets thick, I need somebody who'll be there just when I need him most. I know you don't want to talk back to me because you're drunk on the wine of fornication of this world system. But if he's going to do all that, see if you can get Farrakhan on the telephone. See if you can call him up right now to present your case. You know he ain't going to catch the telephone, but I've got a telephone in my bosom. I can call on somebody who's proven that he'll never leave me or forsake me. Am I right about it? I know I'm right about it. And I come to tell you, even when you mess up, he'll be there. Moses was disqualified. God told Moses to speak to the rock. Moses got beside himself and he smote the rock. God said, Moses, since you didn't sanctify me in the presence of the people, you can't go. You're disqualified for service. In other words, you messed up so bad, I can't use you in Canaan. Well, if you stop reading your Bible there, you'll think that God was through with Moses. Moses was not allowed to go over into Canaan because he sinned against God. But he did not lose his salvation. You turn to Matthew chapter 17, you'll find that the Lord took Peter, James, and John up on a mountain. He was transfigured in their sight. While he was up on that mountain, guess who joined him on that mountain? Old man Moses from the Old Testament was standing up there with Jesus. Even when you're disqualified, even when you're all messed up, even when you strike out with bases loaded, he'll be there. He'll be there. He'll pick you up. He'll never leave you or forsake you. I don't know about your salvation, but my security is in his word. I heard Jesus say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You don't hear me? This is the will of my Father, which has sent me, that of all that the Father has given me, I should lose nothing, but I'll raise him up. Raise him up. Raise him up in the last day. And my soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's all right. He's all right. What's the matter with Jesus? He's all right. What's the matter with Jesus? Ain't nothing wrong. He's all right. I don't mind calling his name. I don't mind giving him the praise. I don't mind testifying. Because he's all right. 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 All right with me. And if anybody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them I'm saved. Saved. Sanctified. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. I got Jesus for my guy, and I'm running. Running for my life. Roberta Martin singers used to sing a song. The failure is not in God. It's in me. The failure is not in God. It's in me. Things I should have done, I didn't do. But there's no failure in God. Oh, and I know someday I'll be all right. Someday I'll be what He wants me to be. But the failure is not in my God. It's in me. He's been faithful. I called on Him. And I got an answer. He's called on me and got a busy signal. All the hesitation is with me. But not with God. And I tell you, I don't care what situation you face this morning. There's no failure in God. And He's so anxious to bless you that He sent His Son to redeem you. Then He set His Son at His right hand as an advocate. So that just in case He would forget the promises that He's made to you. The Son of God is right there to raise a hand. And the marks of the prints of those nails are still in His hand, reminding the Father of what was done to bring us to where we are right now. And He's not through with us yet. Does not yet appear what you shall be. When Christ, who is our light, shall appear, then we're going to appear with Him in glory. We're not yet what we're going to be. But we know when He does appear, we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. Don't settle for just what you have, but look for higher heights and deeper depths. Because His grace is without measure. And He want to bless you until your speech pattern breaks that. He want to bless you till you bless Him back in an unknown tongue. Just can't express all He done for it. I know I'm right on that. But this morning we want to extend an invitation. God bless you. We'd like to extend an invitation. If you're here today and you tried everything, matter of fact, you got a bus ticket to Washington. You don't have to go there to get saved. And don't misunderstand me, I'm not just making fun. I realize there's some good intention behind the effort. But you got to know what the true and real answer is. See? And the Lord Jesus said that He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me, the Lord said, speaking of Himself. And He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And He's so powerful that He said, if you just call on my name, I'll save you. I'll change your direction. I'll put you on the right road. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be seen. While we're standing, if you're here, don't know Him as a personal Savior, won't you come? If you're here this morning without a church home, just going around from church to church, we invite you to come study the Word of God with us. Is there one? Won't you come this morning? You have to leave your seat, make your way to the front of the sanctuary. Is there one? Won't you come? To leave me alone. Is there another? Won't you come?
Never to leave me alone. No, never, never
I see. Though in my heart I have questions, even dared to believe, but God's been faithful to when my life was disarrayed, the many times it was hard to pray, still my God, He stayed faithful just to me. The days I spend so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me, then my God, He remained faithful to me. Every time I'd run back to Him, He would be waiting with open arms, and I'd see over and over and over again, He'd been faithful, faithful to me. Every time I look back, it's His love and mercy that I see. Though in my heart I would question, even chose not to believe, but God stayed when the Lord my God is sovereign. He is sovereign. God can do.
He's sovereign.
because